This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security, where you can get a free doorbell camera. The first 40 Big O listeners call 1-800-ALARM-ME and get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield, and it includes an LED touchscreen, motion detector, three contacts, and backup battery. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Protect your family. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
And the one guy bit himself in the ass now, because he chose to be lazy. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm going with lazy. And he's no longer a star anymore. Real stars, you know, like Brunson, they help you in the regular season to get a higher seed so you can be in more advantageous position. And then they help you in the playoffs. Where's Jimmy Butler? Guess you can't find the star anymore. That's because Jimmy Butler is no longer a star. And by the way, if you guys want to keep lying to yourselves, because we don't do this on the show here. We don't lie to ourselves. Okay, so I get Heat Nation. You know, I already proven your Bam and your Tyler theory of stars wrong over and over again. Okay, wrong, 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 and wrong. So we want to get into the Butler argument now? Because he's no longer a star either. But if you want to lie to yourself, you go ahead and lie to yourself. Stars help you in the regular season and in the postseason. And Jimmy has proven to us for two straight years, he no longer wants to help you in the regular season. He's no longer a star. Stars aren't part-time people, bro. Your mom and your dad, for those of you that enjoyed that for throughout your lives, you know, some of you have mom, some, not all, of course. Some have moms and dads that are stars. Were they stars like just once in a blue moon, or was it like your mom was fucking clutch every day? You know, that's kind of what it is. The employee of the month was the employee of the entire month. He or she didn't just show up on Fridays to earn the employee of the month. The employee of the year, the teacher of the year, they didn't take days off. There's a reason why they're stars. Stars are people that shine all the time. When you look up in the sky and it's nighttime, is it not shining the entire time? That's a star. Holy shit. All day long, the sun is shining. I don't know if you want to consider that a star, but it's shining. All day. All day. Your mom, your dad, your big brother, your big sister, your uncle, your grandfather, your grandmother. Some of them are stars, right? Because, man, they come through for you all the time. Not sometimes. Not part-time. Not next week. No, 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 no. All the time. All the time. That's the definition of a star. Because, you know, I had Ira already, like, freaking. Oh, so Jimmy's not a star. Well, you know. I know Ira likes to say, well, I got to disagree. Well, hey, guess what? You'll be wrong again. You were wrong about Bam. You're wrong about Tyler. You're wrong about everything else going on. I mean, if you want to go ahead against me, you go ahead. But somehow or another, I seem to be right all the time about this shit. So you go ahead and lie to yourself about Jimmy Butler. He's no longer a star. I get it. Dude, I live this with the Dolphins and the Dolphin Nation. A lot of you dumb down your definition of a great franchise, of winning, of what matters, and all that kind of shit. You go ahead. But since I'm old and I lived actually the real winning years and championship, you know, the stuff that's happened the last 20 years is garbage. You have what? Little individual moments. It's bullshit. Bullshit. Nothing. But you go ahead and lower your standards on what Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, no, he'll turn the corner. You go ahead and do that. And you go ahead and lower your standards now for Jimmy Butler, who does not play to your standards. But you don't even realize. He doesn't even play to Heat standards. And then I watched the Knicks last night, and all I am is pissed. Because I'm saying, shit, dude, that used to be my team. That was my team. My team used to play like that all the time. My team says, you know, hey, get off of me and I'll throw you into the stands. That's PJ Brown. That's my team. That's the team I remember. I remember fall down seven times, get up eight. That's my team. My star falling down seven times, getting up eight. That's Dwayne Wade. That's my team. My team is the guy that's flexing, blocking, rebounding. That's Alonzo Mourning. That's my team. This team now that I'm watching, that's not what I know as the Miami Heat organization, because one guy polluted the entire waters. He's polluted him so much, he's manipulated everything now. So he can just vacation the entire season. Oh, no, and I'll show up for the playoffs. Yeah, well, how'd that work out? Okay, so you go ahead and lie to yourself about Jimmy Butler. Stars help you all year long. Go watch the kid for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Is he waiting to the postseason, or is he putting on a freaking show the entire year? And Minnesota is one of the top seeds. Oh, yeah, that's exactly it. It's the latter. So I'm watching the Knicks last night, and I'm commending them. They deserve the praise, but I'm pissed. And don't ever call Jimmy Butler a star again. He was a star. He's not a star anymore. Okay? Part-time players aren't stars. They're not franchise players. Hey, that's the Heat's problem. They're paying him like that. They're the ones getting ripped off, paying $50 million for a guy that can't even play in the postseason, much less he's useless in the regular season. You know what I mean? That's their problem. And they're paying Tyler Hero $30 million. That's their problem. Okay? I can't do anything about it. I would have never paid Tyler. I was never a believer in Tyler. What can I tell you? You know. But I'm watching the Knicks, and I'm going, that's how my team used to play. Man. I remember those days. What a shame. What a real shame, dude.